This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. I'm going to talk completely different. May Allah reward Sheikh Abdurrahman. Don't forget what's today and what happened on Monday. Last Saturday, the people in Ghazi Antab were like you and me, having fun, enjoyed their weekend, probably had plans, I'm sure they did. And suddenly Monday morning at 4:17 a.m., life completely changed. The videos we are seeing, the picture that's coming, I have still a word to describe. Alhamdulillah, Monday morning I'm leaving with a group of shuyukh to visit the area. And we had a meeting this morning, that's why you see me a little bit emotional with Islamic Relief, and they shared things with us. You know what they kept telling us? Prepare yourself to what you are going to be seeing. And what we want from you is actually not only support the people, but support the workers on the ground. They said every organization. Some people have not slept for 5 days, pulling bodies from under. They prepared us for maybe there will be clean water. Take with you sanitizers just in case there isn't. And there's a lot of details. We had more than 1 hour of a meeting that literally moved me. And this is why I was like, I don't know if I really want to speak about that, because we need, as an ummah, and definitely as Muslims living in the West, learn two things. And I'm starting already to hear it. Many of the shuyukh covered it on Friday, Jumu'ah. Now, we are the Muslims living in the West, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us everything. And exactly what Sheikh Abdurrahman said, the complaint is non-ending. The list is too long. There's two questions we have to ask ourselves. Why we are asking, why did this happen? And this is the question, not only from the youth. To the extent, and may Allah forgive me, but I'm going to share it with you, because we need to wake up. Don't you tell me Allah is merciful? How did this happen? Don't you tell me Allah loves us? How did this happen? That's one. And the second one is, and this is to everybody in this room, what you going to do about it? In fact, what did you do since Monday? What did you do internally? Is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did it change? Are you closer to Allah? Did you say, Ya Rabbi, lak alhamd, exactly what Sheikh Abdurrahman said, it was not me? Could it be me? Could it be you? Could it be you? Could it be your relative? Could it be your children? Alhamdulillah. The answer is, of course, yes. But it wasn't. Not because I am special or you are special. Because he, subhanah, al-hakim, for a wisdom, decided it's not my time yet. And it's not your time yet. What did you do about it? Just watch the TV, watch, and then just post on your social media and a little bit of dua. Is that it? That it? That's it? Can we do more? Yes. And the most important thing, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see disasters? إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. When the earth will shake violently and it will bring out أَثْقَالَهَا, the heavy things under. And the human being will say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, earth? Did you say this when you saw that building fell completely? Did that reminded you of the Day of Judgment? That's exactly what's going to happen. So the question, are you ready? Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we change? To the youth in this room, is your salah better? To the mothers in this room, Are you focusing on your children to become a better Muslim more? For the brothers here and the sisters, are we still focusing on this dunya? Let me have more, let me work more, the rat race that we all go from morning to evening. And I know that because I'm an, as it was mentioned, OBGYN, so I know what does it mean to work very hard. And the luring of collecting more and more and more. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Hasn't time come in yet, brothers? Hasn't time come in yet, sisters? That's the verse in Surah Al-Hadid. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Hasn't time came in yet for the believers, for their hearts to surrender to Allah? And don't be like the people before you. Allah gave them the book. طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ. Time went on and on. I'll change tomorrow. I'll do this when I'm 40. I will obey Allah when I'm 60. طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ. They took the time. As if I'm living forever. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts hardened. And the majority of them are fasiqoon. Publicly disobey Allah. Wrongdoers. Let us not be these people. These are messages from Allah. Everything happened by the will of Allah. The 416, he didn't give the order yet, subhanah. But 417, he told her, go and shake. And you all seen it. It's amazing. That's the beauty of this day and age of social media and of the internet, because we saw it. And up till today, there was a very moving video. I don't know if it, how many of you have seen it. And this is for the sisters and the brothers. This older woman refused to come out from under the rubbles unless they give her her scarf. You go and look it up. What is this? Well, that happened to me and you. That's yaqeen, that's iman, that's faith, that's depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say why Allah allowed it. Say, Allah, what do you want me to learn? What should I react? What should I do? Alhamdulillah, the response of the Muslim community all over the world is overwhelming, but it's still very short. One of the things we learned this morning is it is not about this week and next week. These cities were destroyed. Even the buildings that are not destroyed will be inhabitable. They cannot live in it anymore. It needs all to be built. Keep the momentum. Keep the dua. Don't forget them. La ilaha illa anta al-haleem al-azeem. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك ربي لا إله إلا أنت رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العرش الكريم. This is the dua of Karb. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام used to say it when he or the people around him were in distress. Your dua, your turning back to Allah, your donations, that's for sure. But the most important thing, And alhamdulillah, I remember this. The day on Monday, I was actually in the hospital when I saw this. And I said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what am I going to do? I am actually in the call room and I can't leave. And I normally don't do a lot of this unless, and I just picked up my phone and I just sent a message. Subhanallah, I got a comment from Turkey. This is why I'm saying this to everybody. And I don't even know the name. I don't know if it's a man, a woman, young, and not young. And the person said, Jazakillahu khair for thinking of us. That's what they need. You all can do it. Let us not live this Saturday and Sunday like every day and go out for brunch tomorrow and do the same thing and get invited. That's not the time. They need us, and Allah send it to us to change. Be closer to Allah, more dua, more donations. The Islamic Relief, they were telling us, they're way shorter than what their plan. Go online, you will find many venues to do that. I put mine on Instagram. I don't want to go more on this, but that's a good introduction to what I was asked to speak, and I can't do two more because I have a flight I have to catch. Sabr. Patient. What is sabr? What is patient? The least virtue. Us living in the West especially, living in comfort, living in the time of everything happens with a press of a button, is patient. We get upset very quickly. We start complaining very quickly. What is patient? Sabr in the Arabic language is actually from a plant, cactus. It's a sabir. That's where it comes from. And cactus has thorns. So it's hard, very difficult to catch it. That's why patient is very difficult. And it's bitter when you first, if you tried ever, it's very bitter. But then it becomes very sweet. And I hope you all got the point. The point is, it's difficult, it's very hard, it's bitter, but then at the end, everything in this deen, and everybody in this room knows that, one good deed times 10, except being patient. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily, those who are patient will be rewarded unaccounted for, بغير حساب. Imagine the Kareem, Allah the generous, will reward you, what he will give me in you. Two examples of sabr for Sahaba, and of course I'm going to cover women. The first one, this story, literally, when I read it, when I say it, when I teach it, I just cannot think of it for a moment. How many of you are parents in this room? Show me hands. Alhamdulillah. And the rest may Allah give you more. And those of your parents, may Allah give you more and bless your children. So this is Umm Sulaym. This is a Sahabiyya. She's a Shi companion. She has a son, Umayr, 10 years old, 9 years old. And he was loved by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a very famous story about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam making a joke. So Umayr had a bird. And the bird name is An-Nughayr. And the bird died. So Umayr was very sad. You can imagine, 10 years old, lose a bird. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam joked with him. And he said, Ya Umayr, ma fa'ala An-Nughayr? It rhymes. Ya Umayr, what happened to the Nughayr? That same boy got sick and died. Died in the house. His father was actually out of town. So the mother, listen to me, sisters, give me your heart before your brain. His mother, she washed him, she shrouded him, and put him in his room. Abu Talha came in, Abu Sulaym came in. And he said, what happened? Where is Umayr? She said, he ate and he is in his room. She didn't die, he is in his room. And she served him dinner. She fulfilled the right of the wife. And then she looked at him and said, what do you say about someone was given a trust to take care of it. And then later on, that person who gave the trust wanted the trust back. Is that okay? And he said, yeah, it's not theirs, it's his. And she said, well, Allah took his trust back. Umayr died. He was upset. He went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He couldn't believe it. How can she say it this way? How can everything went normal before she tells him the story? So they went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he made the famous dua that some of you probably may know. When the husband and the wife have the intimate relationship, there is a dua in it. And she got pregnant that night. And Allah replaced her. That's sabr. That's patient. How many of us can even comprehend the story. That's why I told you, comprehend the story, let alone do it. Let alone do it. Back to the earthquake, and I saw this video. This is a man, this is in northern Syria. He had 5 children. And he was saying the story, he was out. And he said, I have 5 children. As I was coming out, I said, Ya Allah, just keep me one of them. Just keep one of them. Subhanallah. And it turned to be Allah saved 2. His wife died. 2 of the younger died. 3 actually, only 2. So they were asking him. He was, of course, crying, emotional. But he said, I asked for 1. He gave me 2. That's sabr, that's shukr combined. Gratefulness and being patient. As Sayyidina Umar has a famous line, whenever he said, whenever I am tested with a calamity, with any test, I remember 3 things. And I want you all to remember this, because every single moment we are tested. What is those, Ya Sayyidina Umar? He said, 1, it was not worse. It could be worse. 2, look at the faith. I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me with this. I know. He didn't say, why me? Here I am, I'm the good Muslim, I do this to Allah, I do this to Allah, and this is what happened. No, I know Allah will reward me. And the 3rd thing, it was not in my deen. That's the calamity when it happens in the religion, in my religion. And the last one, because I know the speaker behind me also has a plane to catch, Nusayba, Umm Amara, which you probably, most of you are aware of her name. And if not, please go and read. Again, for the sake of the time, I'm not going to be able to go into the whole detail. Nusayba, Umm Amara, enough. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam looked at her during Uhud. This is a woman. She was in front of him and sometimes behind him, shielding him when things turned around. And he looked at her smiling, and he already was injured, alayhi salatu wasalam, and says, who can do what you do, Ya Umm Amara? Meaning, men cannot do what you are doing. This woman, she lost her son after the death of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He was killed actually by Musaylama. So they came to her and says, Ya Umm Amara, your son died. And you know what the response? It's not what me, why me? Here I am, I defended the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She said, for this day, I raised him. For this day, I raised him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when I will end up with the verse, anytime Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went through very difficult time, and you know how many difficult times he went. If you look at his life, the majority of it was tests and difficulties. And he looked at him repeatedly in the Quran. And what does he say to him? Fasbir. Wasbir. Wama sabruka illa billah. Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Be patient. And your patience will come from Allah. He will make you patient. Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Be patient. Like the prophets before you practiced patience. Let us all be patient. Let us all learn ourselves, teach ourselves how to be patient. And the best way, again, this is you study when you study tazkiyah, is when you study purification of the heart, how to become patient. I say it, it's a one word, 2 things. One is dua. Allahumma ja'alni min as-sabirin. Ya Allah, make me from among those who are patient. And 2, don't give yourself everything at once. Because one day, Allah will test me by taking it away. I have to look at my phone and check my email. No. Wait. I need this coffee in the morning. No. Wait. The nafs is like a baby. And this is the famous poem in Al-Burda. وَالنَّفْسُكَ الطَّفْلِ إِن تَهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرَّضَاعِ وَإِن تَفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ. The nafs is like a baby, breastfeeding baby. If you keep him or her breastfeeding, they will do it forever. وَإِن تَفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ If you discipline them and stop breastfeeding, they will stop breastfeeding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the sabirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are patient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are grateful, because they are both together, the two wings to go to Allah. May Allah make us among the grateful. May Allah make us of those who listen to the words of admonition, see signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and change and get close to Him. May Allah bless everyone in this room. May Allah have a mercy on all those people who passed away in the earthquake, those who have lost loved ones, and those who have lost everything. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tasliman kathira.